Congratulations to all you new graduates who took part in ceremonies over the weekend at the University of Maryland. And congratulations as well to the new program that helped three of them get from the streets of Baltimore to the diploma. NPR's Libby Lewis talked with the graduates who are now done with this program and with some high school students who are just beginning.
It's family portrait time in the backyard, the university president's backyard.
Hold on, big smiles. Look this way, great smiles. Everybody, make sure you can see me.
This family is called the Baltimore Incentive Awards Program. It just grew by 9. Here's one of them.
I'm Dominic Smith, and I've won the Baltimore Incentive Award, and that's all 4 years paid for to College Park, for those of you who don't know, out there in Radio Land.
The backyard reception honored the new award winners, including Dominique, and the first crop of graduating seniors. The program aims for students who have gumption and wit and who've used them like a martial art to deal with reality. When he was 16, Dominique watched his good friend get stabbed by a group of boys looking for trouble. Dominique carried him inside and called 911, but his friend died. Dominique Smith is graduating in the top 10% of his high school class. He'll be the first in his family to get a college degree. President Dan Moat modeled the program after one he helped start at the University of California at Berkeley before he came to Maryland. In their way, Berkeley's and Maryland's programs are tackling trends that are making it much harder for students like Dominique Smith to go to college. Before this year, the university had awarded 36 Baltimore students incentive awards. So far, 34 are still enrolled. Among the first class, 6 of the 9 will graduate by December. 2 others are on schedule for next May. At the backyard reception, President Moat simply crowed.
We do not have a program at the university that has a higher graduation rate than this. This is a great achievement.
The university is not looking for academic stars, but for students with what one award winner calls a type of strive. A committee of Baltimore community leaders chooses 9 winners each year. Ima Nkoyabasi is one of the first graduates. She's interning for a lawyer who handles immigration cases.
Ms. Gertrude, Mr. Salim said you should send your 2004 taxes and W-2 form. We don't have a copy here.
Bassey came to the States from her native Nigeria when she was 13. At the time, Nigeria was considered one of the most corrupt nations in the world. Bassey's parents plotted for years to get all of them, her and her 3 brothers, to the States. Her mother came first to save up money to bring the rest. Life was so tight, Bassey remembers writing down lists of necessities as though writing them down would make them appear. They often didn't.
Cereal, milk, sugar, body lotion, pens, stationaries, notebooks.
Today, if you visit Ima Bassey, she will likely offer to feed you. It is her African tradition. She knows where she came from and where she's going. She's going to law school to help those, she says, who are not as fortunate in this world. Another graduate, Essence Jordan, was in and out of foster care for much of her high school years after she reported a close family relative had been abusing her for years. To this day, she says, her mother does not believe her.
In a sense, something will always be hanging over. You know, she's been supportive. You know, if I need anything, she's been there. And, you know, she's still there. And so I thank her for that. And she knows I'll always love her, so.
Jordan graduates with a degree in criminal justice and a passion for family studies. She hopes to work with children. Reggie Jones is likely headed to the federal government. On the day we met, he'd just received a letter from the National Security Agency offering him a job when he graduates. He says in a way, growing up in tough parts of Baltimore helped prepare him for making it in the world. He says it's a place where you can get shot for nothing, and that taught him he had to be on his toes all the time.
I don't look at that as a bad trait. I think people, as they grow, they kind of pick that up, you know, in the business world, it's a dog-eat-dog.
Reggie Jones grew up without his dad. His mom, Barbara Jones, says he'll be the first in her family with a college degree. She can't believe what he has done or who he has become.
So there's a side of him. I was like, is that my child?
That's her child. Libby Lewis, NPR News.